Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father. It's such a joy to come into your house and into your presence. Lord, we ask that you speak to us through your word. Thank you, Lord. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Very warm good afternoon to all of you. Is the sound okay at the back? Can you hear me? If you can you please wave? One person waving too. Okay, praise God, praise God. Let me bring your mind back to last month. Last month, all of Singapore had a scare during the National Day rally when our Prime Minister was suddenly taken ill during his speech. I'm sure you remember that very well. Many of you must have been watching him live on TV. When he was taken ill, many people went into prayer immediately for him. And praise God, after a rest, he recovered and he was able to continue with his message. What he said at the end of his message was very noteworthy. Do you remember what he said? He said, someone had asked him, supposing God were to appear to you and say to you, I grant to you 3 wishes for Singapore. What would your 3 wishes be? The Prime Minister said he had to think about this, and this is how he replied. He said that if he asked for material blessings for Singapore, we would regret it because it wouldn't be satisfying. No matter how much material blessings we have, we would always want more. So he would not ask for material blessings. Instead, he said his first wish for Singapore is that we would have a divine discontent, meaning that as Singaporeans, we would never be satisfied with what we have, but we would have within us a desire to always want to improve, always want to do things better. And his second wish for Singapore is that we would have the wisdom to count our blessings. And he said that if God would answer just those 2 wishes, there wouldn't even need to be a 3rd wish because everything would be covered already. You know, when I heard those words, I said to myself, praise God, wise words, truly, truly wise words. Wise not just in the natural sense for Singapore, but wise also in the spiritual sense. Because spiritually speaking, we also need to have a divine discontent. Meaning, how is our Christian life? How is your Christian life? Are you satisfied with it? Are there things that you can do better to improve your relationship with God? So that for us, a divine discontent, but not a discontent that leads to grumbling. Because remember, the second wish is that we would have the wisdom to count our blessings. So praise God. Today, that's what I want to talk about. Divine discontent in the context of worship. Why worship? Because today is the last sermon in our 3-month series on worship. So we talk about divine discontent concerning worship. In particular, I'm thinking of this verse, and could we have the slide, please? 1 Corinthians 14, verse 5. The slide, please. I will sing praise with my spirit, but I will sing with my mind also. I will sing with my spirit, but I will sing with my mind also. I believe all of us here know how to sing with our mind, but maybe not all of us know how to sing with our spirit. And so our topic for today is this. Next slide. Singing with my spirit. Singing with my spirit. What does it mean when the Bible talks about singing with the spirit or praying with the spirit? Well, the Bible actually defines it. Next slide, please. 1 Corinthians 14:14. Paul says, if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. This is a very clear definition of what it means to pray in the spirit. It is a direct contrast with praying with the mind. If you pray with your mind, you're praying in English or some other language that you know very well. You pray with your mind so you understand all the words that you are praying. But if you pray with your spirit, if you sing with your spirit, it's coming from elsewhere, not your mind, but your spirit. And you may not understand the words at all because it's in a completely different language. It's also called speaking in tongues. You know, the very first time I heard people speaking in tongues, I was a teenager. And when I heard people speaking in tongues, I was scared. No, let me rephrase that. I was terrified. I was terrified when I heard them speaking in tongues because I couldn't understand a word of what they were saying. And I felt a very strange sensation. I was terrified the first time I heard people speaking in tongues. Maybe you have had similar experiences. But over the years, the Holy Spirit has revealed Himself more and more to me. He's also blessed me with the gift of tongues myself. And now, I love it so much that I pray in tongues every day. I sing in tongues every day. Perhaps you are thinking, well, that's fine for you. You love it. But for yourself, maybe you're thinking, what does this have to do with you? You're not in the slightest bit interested in singing in tongues. Why would you even want to sit here for the next few minutes and listen to such a sermon? Well, firstly, please follow the notes. The notes are in your bulletin. Why would you even want to listen to such a sermon? Let me draw your attention again to this. Next slide, please. The words of our Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, divine discontent. Why would you want to hear a sermon on praying in the Spirit, singing in the Spirit? Because of the need for divine discontent. Do you remember the words of Jesus in John 4, 24? Jesus said, God is Spirit, and we must worship Him in spirit and truth. Until we learn to do that, I would say, let's have this divine discontent. We always want to learn more about how to worship God in a way that pleases Him. So, two things that we have to look at today. Next slide, please. Firstly, speak in tongues. And secondly, sing in tongues. Firstly, speak in tongues. There are two kinds of tongues that the Bible talks about. The tongues of men and the tongues of angels. Next slide, please. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. Paul says, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels. Two types of tongues. Tongues of men, tongues of angels. What are the tongues of men? The tongues of men does not mean that you learn a new foreign language. Have you ever tried to learn a new foreign language? I have, and I'm very bad at it. I remember when I was in school, my worst subject was Chinese. My parents never spoke to me Chinese at home. My friends didn't speak Chinese at home. So when I went to school and I had to learn Chinese, it was so difficult. No matter how hard I studied, I think I never passed the red mark. I never passed into the blue zone. I always failed. The point is this, I studied. That means I used my mind. But if you have the gift of tongues, the tongues of men, you don't use your mind. You don't have to study. But rather, the Holy Spirit gives you the supernatural ability to speak in a foreign language that you have never learned before. A new language, you never even attended one lesson. Suddenly, you can speak fluently in it. Next slide, please. This is a picture of one of our cathedral members. He worships at 7 a.m. His name is Eric Huber. And Eric Huber is very busy these days. It's a program. It's called Active Singapore. Active Singapore. As you know, Singapore's population is aging, and the government wants to make us active. so that as we age, if we are active, old age can actually be a great blessing and very enjoyable. So in this series on active aging, Eric Huber takes part in commercials and in acting, and he plays the part of Akong. You know, Akong means grandfather. And he's an Akong who goes for computer classes. And he becomes so computer literate that he knows more about the computer than even his grandchildren know. So, why am I telling you this? My story about Eric Huber is not about the present Eric Huber, but about the Eric Huber of the past, 1982. Next slide, please. This is a picture of Eric Huber in 1982. You probably can't recognize him. That's how he looked in 1982. He was a regular in our armed forces. And as part of his training, he had to go to Israel to do training with the IDF, Israeli Defense Force. And he did his training in the Negev Desert. Now, actually, at that time, 1982, the Negev Desert was not a place of training, but it was actually a war zone. It was a live war zone. And as Eric was there, he remembers one day, he was in a tank, Israeli tank, in the Negev Desert. Flying overhead, there was an enemy plane. Eric and the Israeli soldiers in the tank, they all knew the danger, because the enemy plane had the ability to destroy the tank completely. But the people in the tank, they had no way to defend themselves against the enemy plane. And so it was a time of great danger. Eric was a captain, and Eric said to the Israeli soldiers, quickly leave the tank, get out of the tank, so that even if the tank is destroyed, at least the people could save their lives. And Eric says at that time, he himself was very scared because he's never been in a live war situation before. So the people jumped out of the tank, and as they did, Eric, so scared, grabbed hold of a Bible, held it up in his hand, looked up at the heavens, and started to pray in tongues. He couldn't understand a word of what he was saying. He was just praying and praying very furiously in tongues because he was so scared. Later, when the danger passed, and this enemy plane never bombed the tank, praise God. Later, when the danger passed, the Israeli sergeant who had heard Eric speaking in tongues said to Eric, "Do you know that you spoke perfect Hebrew?" Now that's shocking because Eric couldn't speak Hebrew. But the Israeli sergeant said that Eric spoke fluently in Hebrew. And not only that, but he quoted word for word from Psalm 72, verses 18 to 19. Next slide. Let's see Psalm 72, 18 to 19. "Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be," next slide, "his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen." This is King James Version that we just read. When Eric spoke in tongues, it was not King James Version. He spoke in perfect Hebrew. Hallelujah. Do you see how wonderful this gift of tongues is? The tongues of men. Eric couldn't speak any Hebrew, but when he was in danger, out came his prayer in tongues. Perfect Hebrew, quoting directly from the Bible. That's the first kind of tongues, the tongues of men. The second type is called the tongues of angels. Now, the minute you hear this phrase, tongues of angels, I'm sure you understand immediately what it means, right? Tongues of angels? It means heavenly language. Heavenly language is the language of heaven. It's beautiful. And when you speak in the tongues of angels, you yourself probably will not understand what you're saying, but God understands. And that is why Paul writes this. Next slide, please. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. "For one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men, but to God. For no one understands him, but he utters mysteries in the spirit. If you speak in the tongues of angels, you don't understand. Other people don't understand. But you're speaking directly to God, and He understands. To find out more about the gift of tongues, I encourage you to read the whole chapter, 1 Corinthians 14. Read the whole chapter. There's plenty about the gift of tongues there. As you read it, please bear this in mind. It may seem to you that Paul is saying in this chapter that the gift of prophecy is superior and the gift of tongues is inferior. It seems that's what he's saying. But no, really, that's not what he's saying. He's talking actually about the context of corporate worship. Corporate worship means all of us together. And so, in this context, if I prophesy over you, I will speak in English, and you will understand my prophecy. So in this context, prophecy is good for corporate worship. But if I speak to you in tongues, you will not understand. I'll do it now. I will speak to you in tongues now. You didn't understand what I was saying. It was the tongues that you are not familiar with. In this context, corporate worship, Paul says, desire to prophesy. Only in this context. In other contexts, the gift of tongues is a very precious gift that God wants to bless us with. One very usual question people ask is this: do I have to speak in tongues? Must I really speak in tongues? And the answer is very simple. No, you don't have to speak in tongues. You can be born again and not speak in tongues. You can be a very good Christian and not speak in tongues. But my question to you is, why don't you want to speak in tongues? Why don't you want to speak in tongues? It is such a beautiful gift that God wants to bless us with. So beautiful that this is what the Apostle Paul says. Next slide, please. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 5. Paul says, I want you all to speak in tongues. Wow. And the next slide, even stronger. He says, I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. This is how much the Apostle Paul values the gift of tongues in his life. If I can speak in tongues every day, and Paul says, I thank God I speak in tongues more than all of you. I'm sure Paul not only spoke in tongues every day, but he spoke in tongues many, many times during the day and night. This gift, so precious, this gift from God, why would we not want it? If the words of Paul are not convincing enough, how about the words of Jesus? Next slide, please. Jesus said, in my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover. Notice what Jesus said. He talks about it as a package deal. You know a package deal? It all comes together. Speaking in tongues, healing, miracles, signs and wonders. Package deal. It all comes together. And this is why my prayer is that all of us will desire and receive the gift of tongues. Because to be a good Christian is wonderful. But you know, I'm sure, it is not enough to tell non-Christians that our God is great. Why should they believe us? It's not enough to tell them. We have to show them. And we show them the biblical way. Signs and wonders. Answered prayer. Miracles. Healing. This is the way we show the world that our God is truly great. Next slide, please. This man is Willie Burton. He was born in 1886 in Liverpool in Britain. As an adult, he went on to Africa to become a missionary. When he was in Africa, he became so ill with high fever that he actually died. The people who were around him, they were so filled with sadness. They were crying. They were overcome with grief. that Willie Burton, this great missionary, had suddenly died. But as they were grieving, to their great surprise, Willie Burton got up and stood on his feet. He came back to life, just like that. How could it be that Willie Burton would suddenly come back to life? It was a great mystery until Willie Burton returned to London. And there he met a woman. And this woman questioned him. And she said, "Were you sick on a certain day?" And he said, "Yes." And she said, "And did you actually die on that day?" He said, "Yes." And she said, "And what time did you die?" And he told her. And then she said, "And did you come back to life?" And he said, "Yes." She said, "What time?" And he told her. And then she revealed to him that on that very day, and she had written everything down in her diary, on that very day, she suddenly felt a very heavy burden come upon her. And in her mind, she could see Willie Burton. She didn't know what was going on. Remember, she was in London. He was in Africa. In those days, there was like no SMS, no phone calls, no communication. But in her spirit, she was very troubled. And she knew that Willie Burton was in great danger. She saw in a vision that Willie Burton was lying down, helpless, dying. And she said that as she was praying for him, suddenly she broke out in a new language which she had never learned before, a new language which she could not understand. She started praying for him in tongues. And she prayed so fervently until she had a vision of Willie Burton standing up. The exact time was recorded in her diary, and she showed him. Exactly the same time Willie Burton came back to life, that was the time in her vision she saw that he came back, that he stood on his feet. Amen. Package deal. Speaking in tongues, signs and wonders, miracles, healing, all as a package deal. Do you speak in tongues? If not, later we will have a time of ministry, and the ministry team and I would love to pray for you. Again, I say, you don't have to speak in tongues. But why don't you want to speak in tongues? I pray that all of us will really desire this beautiful gift. Next slide, please. Now that we know about speaking in tongues, the next thing is to look at singing in tongues. Singing in tongues simply means we speak in tongues, but we sing it. We put it to a tune. And it can be any kind of tune. It can be the tune of your favorite song, your favorite hymn. You can use that tune instead of singing in English. You just sing in tongues. Or it can be a completely new tune. Something that the Holy Spirit gives you on the spot. You just sing in a new tune that the Holy Spirit gives to you. Maybe you are wondering that if you speak in tongues, you're actually praying to God, right? So, in your reasoning, it's probably strange to sing in tongues, because why would you want to sing your prayers? If that's what you're thinking, let me answer it this way. It is perfectly natural to sing our prayers. In fact, we do it a lot. You know one of the most famous prayers? The Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven. Do you know how to sing that? Do you know how to sing this prayer? I will sing just one line for you, and I think you will recognize the tune because it's very famous. Our Father, which art in heaven. Do you know this tune? It's very famous. Here at the 5 p.m. service, we sing our prayers all the time. We just did it, right? We sang, "Show us your mercy, O Lord." That's singing a prayer. Singing a prayer. So singing in tongues, it's something very natural. Very natural. Where can we sing in tongues? Just about anywhere. Let me tell you a real-life incident, something that happened to me. Once I had to attend a meeting. It was actually a meeting in church. And I was very nervous about this meeting because I felt that the people at the meeting were going to ask me a lot of very difficult questions, and I had no answers at all for all the questions I'm sure they would ask me. And so when I'm very nervous, this is my habit. I go early for a meeting. The more nervous I am, the earlier I go for a meeting. So that day, I turned up for the church meeting very, very early, way ahead of anyone else. I went straight to the room. Of course, the room was empty. I sat down and I started to pray. At first, I prayed in English. Then I prayed in tongues. Then after a while, it got so boring because I was praying so long sitting down. I said, this is boring. So I stood up and I started to walk around the room. It's not a big room. So as I was praying and walking, I was actually walking around the room many times. Many, many, many times. Praying in tongues, walking around the room. After a while, I began to sing in tongues as I was walking around the room. Singing and singing in tongues. And the more I sang in tongues, the more confidence the Holy Spirit gave me. The more He spoke into my heart, don't be afraid. Don't be nervous. The meeting is going to be good. And He gave me assurance that He was in control of the meeting. And so by the time the people actually arrived for the meeting, no one could have guessed how nervous I had been. Because of the meeting, I was smiling, I was confident, and God gave me the wisdom to answer all the questions. Praise God. Praise God. Sing in tongues. Pray in tongues. Anywhere, everywhere. As I said, the ministry and team and I, we would love to pray for you later if you come up for prayer. Some of you, you may receive the gift of tongues immediately. For other people, it could take some time. For myself, I didn't receive the gift of tongues immediately. It was a few days after I was baptized in the Spirit that I actually received the gift of tongues. I want to say that I know of people who have told me they have been baptized in the Spirit. So many people have prayed for them to receive the gift of tongues, but they still cannot pray in tongues. If this is your situation, I want to encourage you, try again. Try again. And why do I say try again? Do you have a handphone? I think you have. We all have handphones. My present handphone, I've had with me for about 3 to 4 years now. Do you know I'm still discovering new things about my handphone? It's still doing things to surprise me and to shock me. The problem is not my handphone. There's nothing wrong with the handphone. The problem is me. I'm still learning. I'm still learning. And so if it comes to a person who has been prayed for many times to receive the gift of tongues, but the person still cannot speak in tongues, I would say this. Please remember, there's nothing wrong with the gift. You already have it. The problem is that you are still learning. And you say, learn what? What is there to learn about speaking in tongues? Well, very practical things. You'll be surprised if I tell you how simple and how practical it can be. When I pray for some people to speak in tongues, they do this. Please look. They respond this way with their mouth closed. And I have to tell them, please open your mouth. How are you going to speak in tongues if you don't open your mouth? This is something we have to learn. Something else that we have to learn is the Holy Spirit gives us impressions, a sensation in our tongue. And some people haven't yet learned how to respond to what the Holy Spirit is telling us. And so, nothing wrong with the gift. You have it, but you're still learning. You're still learning how to exercise this gift. In closing, let me tell you about this person. Next slide, please. I hear everyone murmuring, Joseph Schooling, Joseph Schooling. He's Singapore's national hero. He became our national hero recently when he won a gold medal in the Olympics. After he won the gold medal, he came back to Singapore. He made plenty of public appearances, including Raffles City. And at one of his public appearances, he went back to his old school, ACS. And this is what he told the ACS boys. He said that when he himself was in primary school, and he was already swimming at that stage, he was told to do 30 sets of 100 fly. I hope you understand what that means. The fly, it's a kind of a swimming stroke, 30 sets. 30 sets works up to something like, you know, the laps of a swimming pool, 60 laps. That's a lot. And Joseph Schooling, as a small boy, he couldn't do it. Instead of doing 30 sets, he managed to do only 20 sets. And he told the boys, he said, "I failed miserably." And then this is what he said. He said, "I fail more than I succeed. I fail more than I succeed." Coming back to speaking in tongues, many people have prayed for you. You still can't speak in tongues. It's all right. You fail more than you succeed. But don't give up. Keep trying. Aren't you glad Joseph Schooling never gave up, but he kept trying until he won the gold medal? And for us, when we learn to speak in tongues, when we learn not only to operate in the gift of tongues, but all the other gifts of the Holy Spirit, we will be dynamic witnesses for God. We will be what God wants us to be, a light to the world, salt to the world. When people need help, we will be able to pray with them with all conviction that God in heaven will hear and will answer. When people are sick, we will pray with the conviction God will heal. Amen. And you know the best news. Who helped Joseph Schooling? His coach. And who helps us? We don't have a human coach. Our coach is the Holy Spirit, the best coach of all. Amen. Amen. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Let's close our eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, I thank you that each person here is precious in your eyes. You love each person, and you know us, everything about us, Lord. Father, I pray that in your great love for everyone here, that you would touch each person in a way that they receive your love afresh even now. And you give to each person, Lord, the hunger to know you more, to grow more in their love for you, in their worship for you. And Father, concerning release in the Spirit, singing in tongues, praying in tongues, Father, that you would release this gift over this congregation, that everyone may have the joy of moving in the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Later, after the service, after the closing song, the ministry team, myself, we will be here. We'll be waiting for you. If you want prayer for the gift of tongues, for healing, for any other need, please come forward for prayer. Thank you.